Introduction to Mandarin. English-speaking people use the name Mandarin for any high military or civil officials of the Chinese emperor. The Chinese term is Guan, which means a public official. The dialect of North China, which is the language this official spoke, is also called Mandarin. Today, it is the national language of China. In Taiwan, it is called 国语. 国 means country. 语 means language, so which means the national language. And in mainland China, it is called 普通话. 普通 means common. 话 means language. So 普通话which means the common language. In learning Mandarin, phonetic symbols are used as an aid to pronounce words accurately. We use the pinyin system, which basically includes 21 consonants, 16 vowels, and 2 semi-vowels. These are represented by the Roman alphabet.Which imitates the sounds of 21 consonants and 16 vowels of the Chinese phonetic symbols, pinyin. Each Chinese character is only syllable by itself, which in most cases contains one consonant and one vowel, either a single or compound vowel, and the consonant always comes first.Therefore, consonants are also called initials and vowels called finals. However, some syllables consist of only vowels without any consonant. A single consonant can never form a syllable by itself, and so it cannot represent any Chinese character. Word groupA word group is a group of Chinese characters combined together to form a meaning. There are 2-word, 3-word, or 4-word groups containing 2, 3, or 4 syllables represent respectively. For example, 1-word, 国, 国 means country. 2-word group, 国语.So, 国 means country, 语 means language. 国语 means national language. 3-word group, 普通话. 普通 means common. 话 means language. So, 普通话, it's also called Mandarin, common language. 4-word group, 新闻记者.新闻记者 So 新闻记者新闻 means news 记者 Journalist 新闻记者 So it means like reporter Every Chinese character has a tone There were 4 basic tones in Mandarin Chinese Each marked by different diacritics above the main vowel of each syllable. First tone, it's a high level. Second tone, high rising. Third tone, falling rising. Fourth tone, high falling. Note that there are 4 ways to pronounce one syllable due to its different tones. Thus,producing 4 different characters with 4 different meanings. For example, ma, which is first tone, ma means mother. Ma, second tone, ma means flex. Okay, flex. Ma, third tone, horse. Okay, ma means horse. Ma, fourth tone, ma, which curse. So, ma, So there were four toes in Mandarin. So ma, 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 ma. As mentioned above, toe sides are marked above the main vowel of each syllable. In the case of compound vowels, toe sides should be marked according to the following order. A, O, U, U, I. For example, if a syllable consists of compound vowel A, O, which is A, O, the toe sign should be marked above A, okay, which is the English A. If a syllable consists of a compound vowel U, O, which is U, O, okay, the toe sign should be marked above O, which is English O. So when a syllable is unstressed, it loses its original toe and becomes weak and short. We call it the neutral toe. No mark is written above unstressed syllables. For compound vowel, u, u, e, or e, u, the toe sign is always marked above the second vowel. U, e should be pronounced yue, okay, and then I, u should be pronounced u, u. When the vowel I follows the following 10 consonants, it is not pronounced.